Yeah, Mr. D, you want to pronounce?
Wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
Wheelbarrow to me. I thought you said meant something to carry it in.
Well.
I would carry it in a basket.
Yeah, that's true. If you have a lot of it.
If I didn't have a wheelbarrow.
If you have a little portable thing you carry with you to sharpen your knife or your scythe in the old days, what'd you call that?
Whetstone.
Mm-hmm. How about if you had a great big one where you wheeled it around?
Grindstone.
He's got that too. Let me show you that too.
Okay. When you're servicing a car or a tractor or whatever, one of the things you have to do has grease fittings on it. What do you have to do with the grease fittings?
What do you have to do to the fitting?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Greasing.
Okay. And if you do that and wipe your hands or something like that, you get the Axion stain or whatever.
Yeah.
What do you say about your shirt or your coveralls or whatever that's...
You smear it on my shirt.
Well, how would you describe it if you...
Stain, you mean?
Well, not the stain, but if you had grease on it, the shirt would be...
Dirty.
Well,
greasy, I suppose.
How would you pronounce that?
Greasy. What did you say?
Greasy.
Yeah. Greasy.
Okay. Yeah, and some people say greasy, which is...
Greasy,
yeah. I call it greasy.
Greasy.
All right. You might...
I think you'll probably find about two of them calling it grease and the third one calling it grease.
I don't think so. To me, most people would say greasy and not greasy.
Okay.
You know, that's Mary's but she tells you it's grease.
If you took your car or your truck in, say, every 4,000 miles or so, you might want to change...
oil.
That's what I do, change the oil.
Okay. In the old days, before they had electricity, what would you call a liquid that you used to heat pour in the lamps?
Kerosene.
Is that what you call it?
That's what I call it.
You don't have any
other... I think you'd find most people in the country call it coal oil.
Okay.
Well, yeah. No, I think, well, my folks, they would say coal oil once in a while.
Okay.
I think you'd find most people would call it coal oil.
Mm-hmm.
I never could figure out why they called it coal oil.
It wasn't made from coal, huh?
No. Refined from oil.
Yeah, I think it's a complicated history.
I was trying to make myself think that they called it coal oil because a few people burn coal. In order to get it going, they put some wood in the bottom and then get some coal oil and put in and then light her up. That's the only reason I could ever figure a form called kerosene coal oil.
The old-fashioned tires, and I guess big truck tires now, have some inside. What do you call that thing you put inside the tire? You used to have to patch it all
there
the time.
Two things, you know. The one you patch was a tube.
Okay.
And a lot of them had a flap in it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Flap.
Yeah.
I never heard that.
If you had a boat and you wanted to put it in the water, what would you call the act of putting it in the water?
Launching.
Yeah, I guess that's what you'd call it. Launching.
Okay. Do you have any word for a small boat that you row?
Rowboat.
Okay. That's around here there's not much difference. Like in Tidewater, Virginia, there's the term bateau, for example.
It's what?
Well, bateau.
Bateau.
Mr. Do crossword puzzles once in a while, you get that.
What do you call the thing that the housewife wears to keep her dress clean?
Apron.
How'd you pronounce that?
Apron.
Okay. And when you came in, you took off your...
jacket.
All right. Is there another word for that? Say, what would you call this?
It's a coat.
Okay. If you have a three-piece suit, you want to get real fancy, you've got one of these, and what are the other two pieces to it?
Pants and vest.
Is that what you'd say?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you have somebody, maybe that you know, maybe your son or daughter or something like that, and you can wear his clothes, what would you say about that? His clothes.
Fit me.
Yeah, okay.
What?
Fit me.
Oh.